With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
All right.
Well, that went pretty well, I thought.
Yeah, that went pretty well, indeed.
Benny is obviously very easy to speak, so. Do we want to do like a quick segment on just the news of signing the one player, the rumor of the other, any of that stuff?
Yeah, let's cover that real quick. Run with it, Thad. Off the hip. Go. Quick. Go. Testing your abilities.
Yeah, no, that's not my strong suit there, man.
Well, then maybe you shouldn't have brought that up.
All right. So, since you are putting me on the spot, I said, should we discuss it? You put me on the spot. Earlier this week, Sporting did announce signing Nicolas Izamat-Mirin. I don't have any clue of how to say this. Center back.
I think you're pretty close.
You know, I'm not really good at any of that pronouncing stuff. But yeah, they signed him, I think 2 years and an option, I think was. But French center back. So, you know, the new midfielder has a playmate that he can speak to.
Filling the role that I think most people were looking for. We talked about it on the previous podcast. I think center back was the thing we were all looking for. And there is also the rumor of another offer to an Argentinian.
It seems like there's been several offers. Well, at least a couple other offers to center backs. And anyway, there's an Argentinian out there, Lautaro Gianetti.
Yeah. How old is he? I didn't actually.
27. Okay. So he's reasonably young. You know, he's not like a 32-year-old guy or something. He is with, again, I can't pronounce the name, but it's one of the top few teams in Argentina. And reports are that Sporting actually made an offer for him in 2019 for $2 million, and it was turned down. Galatasaray also made an offer, was turned down by Vélez Sarsfield, however you say that. But situation,
man, he is just getting challenged like crazy with all these names, and it was all off the hip. Poor Thad.
I've always been honest about this. I mean, you can make fun of me saying Warsh, but now you're putting me on the spot to say all these names. But he's actually like supposed to be one of the better center backs down there in Argentina. Not quite national team worthy, but still one of the better ones.
Yeah, and not that the Argentina national team is known for their defense, but
well, and it's weird. Like looking at the video of this guy, he has a reputation as being a good passer, but all the highlights is him just like making these crazy tackles. I found finally one highlight that had at least a few passes in it, but they were all short passes and stuff. So it'd be real interesting if they do get him, and he has that reputation as being a good passer and, you know, working well with that stuff. So it would fit in well, at least in theory.
Yeah. And I don't think anyone would dispute the idea or not welcome two more center backs coming in after some of what we saw last year. So.
No, I mean, that's a lot of people thought they needed to, but now the question would be, that would be five center backs. And, you know, if they made a $2 million offer for him, that's $2 million they put out for him. I don't know what his contract would be. Fontas making $1 million. I think the guy they just signed, his previous contract was in the $300,000 or $400,000 range. So that's just a lot of money sitting there at the center back position, when they could still use another winger, at least for competing. And we still don't know anything about Goody. So
that's right.
Yeah.
And also there was also Travian Sousa, that SKC2 just signed. That's the one, honestly, I'm really pumped about that one. That was, he was on the radar. He's played for youth national teams. And he was on the radar of some really big clubs, maybe, or so reports go. And
he played once for the U19 US national team. So people right? He's a youth international. He played once. It was against United Arab Emirates. They won.
They have him. They have him as representing at the U20 level as well.
U20. Maybe it was a U20, but he was like 19 years old.
Well, it says U14, U19, and U20. So he obviously played more than one game.
In the last couple of years, that's the only one I could find that he played.
Okay.
So if he played at the U14 level, doesn't mean much.
I mean, there were rumors that Manchester United and Liverpool were looking at signing him for their teams, and then something having to do with, you know, the COVID restrictions and things like that were putting a damper on those discussions.
Which could all be true. And of course, if they were looking to sign him, they weren't looking to sign him to the first team. They were looking to sign him to their U23 team.
Right. Of course.
So I think.
But we didn't sign him to our first team either. So.
I know. But people see like, oh, Manchester United, Liverpool were interested in him. If that's true. And if it wasn't just a story cooked up by a agent to make it seem better, then great. And I'm not wishing the guy any ill will or anything. I mean, the little bit I saw of him, the only highlights I could really find of him was a like U16 game, development academy, and maybe it was U17 or something. But anyway, it was a development academy game, and he did what he needed to do. He put a ball in the net.
Right.
But it was very little out there to actually see what he did. I saw one interview with him. Seemed like a really nice guy. And maybe it was just a situation that where he was at, because it was somewhere in France, I believe, and or was it Germany? Wherever he was at, you know, it was he didn't speak the language. It was Germany. So maybe it was just one situation where he needed to, you know, find something a little bit better for himself. So
not it's been fairly active off season, and it's not entirely done yet, but. You know, it's hard to say if how happy we can be or give them grades or anything just yet until we see them on the field. But they're active. The team is active.
I think they're seeking people. It does seem like all of MLS has not had any big signings, or not a lot of big signings.
Right.
They've been a lot more sparse. But a lot of it is just I don't think people are willing to travel as much right now. So we'll see how that turns out.
All right, guys, we're going to get out of here. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Blue Testament KC, and join us at thebluetestament.com and leave us a comment. And we will talk to you at least a couple more times here. We're going to get in a couple more before the season starts. So, we'll talk to you soon. Go Sporting! The other side don't seem so tough. And 3 on goals ain't all that rough. Our skipper has just been sent off. Support us strong, have all gone soft. Fight, fight, partakes. Got me drinking. My football team's got me drinking. My football team's got me drinking. Give me beer or whiskey, wine or gin. Anything to shake this mood.